Hey everyone, it's your host Kate Blair. Thanks for tuning in to episode 7 of Raise a Voice, a podcast that provides more awareness and support to individuals affected by childhood cancer and encourages teens to get more involved in their community. Today, I'll be talking more about what it means to wish for something, a program called Make a Wish, and the difference that this program has had in my life. So with that being said, let's get started. Again, my name is Kate Blair, and I am the host of the podcast Raise a Voice. Today, I wanted to start off with the question, did you ever think that wishes were only granted in fairy tales? Like in Aladdin, when his wishes are not whispered at night, but instead they are spoken directly to the genie, and he's not given just one, but 3 wishes. Or does it happen like in Snow White, where she sings her wishes into the wishing well to find her true love? Or like in Pinocchio, where you wish upon a star that you see in the night sky? Or could it be during your birthday from blowing out the candles on your cake? How does a wish come true? I'm here to tell you that I have wished a lot, and I've wished for things that no child should ever have to wish for. At the age of 7, I wished to trade all of my Christmas presents so that my sister wouldn't have cancer anymore. At the age of 7, I wished that I could trade places with my sister, who was suffering tremendously from cancer and the treatments that would hopefully cure her one day. At the age of 7, I wished that I could take every single terrible medicine and every single painful shot in her place. I watched it all from my 7-year-old eyes. I wished and I wished and I wished every single night. I remember rubbing her arms and her legs because they pained her so much, and just wishing that it would help at least a little bit. It is still hard to talk about to this day, but some things need to be said to help others and to make more people aware of the realities about childhood cancer. The reality is that those wishes were far from a Disney fairy tale, but I never stopped wishing. I still to this day wish and wish for my sister, that she continues to remain healthy, and for all of the other children who are battling cancer right now. Something that gave my sister hope during her cancer treatments was an organization called Make a Wish. Make a Wish is an organization that grants the wishes of every child diagnosed with a critical illness. Make-A-Wish not only believes that a wish can be the spark that helps these children believe that anything is possible, but it also helps them to find the strength to fight harder against their illness. A wish coming true can be a critical turning point and can be such a game changer to give families hope through a difficult time. To give you a little bit of background about how Make-A-Wish started, it started in 1980, where the first person who was granted a wish was a 7-year-old boy who is fighting leukemia. He dreamed all of his life to become a police officer, and he was actually made the first official Make-A-Wish kid. My sister became a Make-A-Wish kid in January of 2014. I still remember the 2 Make-A-Wish volunteers coming to our house and bringing presents, asking questions about what my sister's wish was going to be. I remember it being a super exciting experience because it was finally a way for us to escape from reality and watch one of her wishes come true. Ultimately, her wish came down to something that was actually in the hospital with her a lot. Her wish was from a movie which played on a repeat in the hospital that came out in 2011 called Soul Surfer. Soul Surfer was a movie made based off of true events of the sport surfing teenager Bethany Hamilton. Bethany Hamilton is an American professional surfer who survived a 2003 shark attack which took her left arm bitten off by a shark, but ultimately returned to professional surfing. This is by far the most incredible and the most inspiring movie that I have ever seen. I would highly recommend it if you haven't seen it yet to go ahead and watch it. I know that they just put it on Netflix, so definitely check it out because it is so inspiring. Elizabeth would sit and watch the movie over and over again, usually with her hands over her face, peeking through just her fingers. And eventually she actually started walking around 24/7 with her arm inside her shirt. At doctor's appointments, her arm was in her shirt. At the grocery store, her arm was in her shirt. When she would paint outside for therapy, her arm was in her shirt. Elizabeth was identifying with Bethany Hamilton because she saw another young girl going through a very difficult time. She immediately looked up to this amazing girl and never let anything stop her from achieving her dreams and her wishes. I am so grateful that not only Elizabeth found Bethany, but Bethany was able to find her in that hospital room. For those of you who don't know, usually a wish consists of one of the following: I wish to be, I wish to give, I wish to go, I wish to have, I wish to meet. And Elizabeth's wish was, I wish to surf with Bethany Hamilton. Once Elizabeth made her wish, we were prepping for her Make-A-Wish. And leading up to that moment, in about September, Elizabeth had just finished her chemotherapy treatment. It was her first month off of chemo treatments, and some crazy large lymph nodes had formed on her neck. And there was a fear of relapse from her cancer and from her doctors. I remember lots of tears and lots of concerns. Elizabeth had to go in for a surgery and a biopsy for those lymph nodes because we needed to wait for the results and see if she had cancer. After the surgery took place and the results came in, we found out that she did not have cancer anymore. She was still in remission, and I can't explain how relieved my entire family was. Soon we were finishing and getting ready for our trip, and the entire family was able to go to Hawaii for the Make-A-Wish. We started out by being picked up in a limo at our front door, and we rode in style to the airport and were able to go to Hawaii. When we arrived at Hawaii, our family met up with 9 other families for the Bethany Hamilton Surf Camp. Usually, a Make-A-Wish does not include other families, but a lot of other kids had the exact same wish as Elizabeth, and it actually ended up being an amazing way to bond with other children who had gone through a critical illness or were currently battling a critical illness. Although everybody was dealing with a different illness and different circumstances, we all knew that our families had struggled from something and we were able to bond over it. We had professional sandcastle builders teach us how to build awesome sandcastles that you only see in pictures. And we also had surfing lessons with Bethany's coach and also Bethany herself. We all had dinner every single night together. We celebrated with a luau, watched the movie Soul Surfer, and we were able to go tubing and snorkeling as groups. Each Wish Kid also got one-on-one time to ask Bethany questions and talk about their story. Elizabeth wanted to know how she stayed so calm in the ambulance ride to the hospital because she remembers from her experience that it is a very, very scary thing. And the thing that Bethany told her was that she knew she was in trouble. She knew she was very hurt. And the thing that she could do was to stay calm and know that everything was going to be okay. That week was unforgettable for my entire family, and believe it or not, there was one thing Elizabeth had been praying and wishing for a month prior to our trip to seeing Bethany. I shared a room with my sister, and every night before we would go to bed, she started asking me if I would pray for us to have a baby sister or a baby brother. My parents had no idea, my brother didn't know. The only people who truly knew were my sister, I, and God. As we flew home from that unforgettable week, we started our new normal life. That meant no more chemotherapy every day, No more needles, no more doctor's appointments, and we often talked about stories of that special week. A few months later, on Valentine's Day, my sister, my brother, and I woke up to a kitchen table decorated for the special occasion, and my mom always usually had a Valentine's Day breakfast waiting for us, and this year, instead of that, there was actually a card waiting at each of our plates. As we opened the cards, my parents told us that that was a picture of the newest addition to our family. Right after that, I immediately looked at Elizabeth and said, "Your prayers worked. Your wish came true." It was almost like we were living a real-life fairy tale. My sister was no longer battling cancer, and we had a baby sister on the way. When she was born, we decided to give her the middle name Kiki, which is Hawaiian for Catherine, because my mom found out she was pregnant the first day of my sister's Make-A-Wish in Hawaii. She was a gift and a symbol from God that our prayers were being heard and that He was by our side. Overall, the reason I am sharing this message with you all is to provide you with hope and to let you know that your wishes can come true. Through Make-A-Wish, we were provided with hope and support. Support from Bethany, support from other families, and it would have never been possible without the help of this organization. Once you have support and choose hope, anything is possible. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain when you are going through a difficult time. Whatever you may be going through right now, choose hope and know that I am here for you. As always, Raise a Voice is a podcast made up of all thoughts, opinions, and experiences shared for informational purposes only. Thanks for tuning in, and please follow me on Instagram at ShareAHeartOfGold to see all the ways you can help to raise your voice, spread more kindness, and become more involved in your community. Thanks so much, have a great rest of your day, and make sure to tune in next time.